first part of that game, you had a ton of scoring chances, a ton of opportunities. Is this a tip you're kind of to the goalie night, or do you think you could?
Their goalie was great.
Yeah.
He was great. But some of the saves, we were like, what the heck? Like, how did we do that? Like, we hit three posts, we just went over it. I'd argue that it wasn't just the first part of the game. It was, till what happened at the end. I don't want to say we were better, we had no business. That's not a 5-1 hockey game. It was such a great game. Like, it really was. Like, we come in after the first period and we're just like, man, this is fast. It's great. Guys are playing hard. Just stay out of the bloody thing. Let the players freaking figure it out. And they're not allowed to do that because of what happened. It's frustrating as hell.
Yeah. You're making a push, even down 3-1, you're making a push at that point.
100%.
Yeah. That hurt the call. I mean, do you see contact with the elbow and the chin?
No. We don't. We don't. Guy gets hit. First, he stops, jumps out of the way. We're just going to finish the check. Arms are in. Finishing the check. There's no chicken wing. His head hits the glass. He gets hit on this side. He holds this side of his face. Plays the very next shift. He plays hockey. For a 5-minute major. I don't understand it. I just don't. And I'm talking to some very intelligent hockey people that just don't understand what that call was. There's no intent. It's baffling. So, yeah, is it frustrating? Yeah, we get a 3-1 game. We can talk about Ronnie's goal. Like, is that a distinct kicking motion? Like, or is he stopping? I don't know. It's frustrating because it just seems like we're. It's frustrating.
Yeah, and you don't talk to players individually, maybe after games necessarily, but do you with Olivier after this? Just because that actually could not have been easy sitting in the box and watching the two go in.
All he knows, he's finishing a check on a guy that jumps the hell out of the way, and Mike like hit his head on the glass. There's no intent for a headshot. There's no elbow to the face. It's like he knows what he's doing. He's finishing his check. That's all he's doing. And it's so no. I don't got to talk to him. He did the right thing.
I meant just to say, hang in there or
no. Okay. No, all he's mature. All he's gonna finish his checks and. I hope he hits as hard as he can every single opportunity.
What you alluded to earlier, obviously, though, was the first, especially the first two periods, two and a half periods. You guys played the way you wanted to play.
Yeah.
How much of that can you take out of this game against a team that was playing, obviously, very good coming into the
game? We'll take a ton of positivity out of this hockey game. Obviously, we're not going to talk to the guys about anything that happened that's out of our control. I talk to you guys because I have to. The players know how hard they played. They know how well they played. And they know they just need to keep doing that. We'll get rewarded. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.